Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Victims of human trafficking are affected, impacted in many, many different ways. Not only have they gone through a traumatic experience, they may often end up with a brutal legacy of debt. Victim Services Toronto provides trauma-informed support and advocacy for those people affected by human trafficking. And they have a program called Reclaim, which is intended, designed to help survivors who may have been impacted financially. Carly Kalish is the Executive Director at Victim Services Toronto, and she joins us now to tell us how it works. Hello there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. I think one of the important ideas that we need to set up off the top is what you mean when you use the phrase human trafficking. What does that mean?
So in a Canadian context, human trafficking is force, fraud, and coercion facilitated by a third party to a person. So what that means in layman's language is that when someone is being forced, coerced, exploited, manipulated, and we're talking about sex trafficking specifically today, into the sex trade. So someone is benefiting from your exploitation in the sex trade. That's what we're talking about.
And it isn't just people who are coming from outside our borders who think they're coming to be a nanny and then they arrive and someone steals their passport. It could be someone who has spent their entire life in Canada who has fallen into really horrendous circumstances.
Yes. So of course, international human trafficking exists, but we focus at Victim Services Toronto on domestic human trafficking. So people who are from Canada and being trafficked within Canada. You can actually be from Toronto and be trafficked in Toronto. No movement is necessary for human trafficking to exist. And in fact, over 70% of the human trafficking that exists in Canada is domestic in nature, which is a total misconception.
I did not know that. There it is. Corrected in a moment. Make the connection here between victims of human trafficking and money. What is the connection?
Yeah. So often we understand, and it took us a while to understand, but finally we understand the sexual exploitation that human trafficking survivors face. But no one is really talking about the financial exploitation that sex trafficking survivors face. And so traffickers are experts at learning as much as they can about you. And they're often people you know, not strangers. And they're finding out what is missing in your life and finding a way to fulfill it. So that's often in an intimate relationship, right? So 85% of the survivors we work with identify their trafficker or their pimp to be their boyfriend. And so these guys, and they're mostly guys, but of course they can also be women, are learning as much as they can about you. And they're often finding out what is missing in your life. So that might be financial, like a place to live, or, you know, we could start a family together, or you might want to go back to school. And so they're using what is missing in your life, and they're selling to you that through a relationship with them, they can help you fulfill it. And of course, their finance, you know, money is a part of that. And so you're making money, it's sold to you like you're making money together for your future, for your life. So that's one component. Mm-hmm. Now, through this trusting, often intimate relationship, two things happen. So you're either fraudulently tricked into sharing your identification, and often that's your credit card or a debit card. And sometimes you're coerced into providing details of your access to your financial information. So we're seeing both of these things. And what we're seeing is that traffickers are opening credit cards in their survivors' names. Sometimes they know and sometimes they don't know. They're putting car leases in the survivor's name. They're connecting highway toll accounts to the survivor's name. Sometimes they're opening up fraudulent student debt, again, in the survivor's name. And they're using this as a mechanism, of course, to not get caught, right? Like if, you know, the police find you and it becomes a he said, she said, for example. And then the credit card in which you booked all the hotels, in which you've booked all the Uber drives, in which you've booked all of the escort ads on Leo's list, on a credit card that's connected to the survivor's name, it becomes incredibly hard to prove that somebody made you do this, right?
So here you are, you wake up and you have one or both of a massive credit card debt or and a major hit to your credit score. Because I bet in some cases you don't even know that this debt has been accumulated. You're surprised that this has happened to you.
That's exactly what we're seeing. And so survivors who are at a place where we can support them in leaving their trafficking situation, or they've come to us once they have left, they start getting these calls from creditors and they're like, I have no idea what this is. I didn't open this credit card in this name. I don't have a car lease. What's going on here? And so it's impacting their ability to recover and move on and rebuild their lives. So it's not only a mechanism for traffickers not to get caught, but it's a mechanism to force people back into their exploitation.
So you have a program. You have used the experience that you have working with victims over the course of years to develop this program called Reclaim. How does it work?
So first of all, we have a peer expert advisory. So we have staff on our team and a whole advisory committee made of human trafficking survivors who this has impacted, who are consulting on every step of the program design and delivery. So that's very key to how we do our work. But what we do is that we work with creditors on behalf of survivors to advocate for the fraudulent and coercive debt that has been incurred because of their trafficking. And through our relationships, and we have really strong relationships with all the major financial institutions, with many major creditors, to advocate on behalf of these survivors by explaining the situation. And also we have financial experts on our team who are forensically looking at their credit reports, looking at their credit card history, comparing credit card statements to before they were trafficked to when they were trafficked. There's very marked changes, and using that evidence to advocate that this debt is in fact fraudulent or coercive and therefore should be removed. And I have to tell you that most creditors and all the major FIs are partners and very supportive in removing this. And so, and that's what we do. We've been quite successful in alleviating this debt so survivors can move on with their lives.
How long does this take? I mean, we work in credit counseling. We know how long these things can take. It's not easy. There's a whole bunch of other extenuating circumstances, often for the human at the center of it.
Yeah.
When you look at someone who enrolls in the Reclaim program, at what point are they at the other side?
I wish I had a straightforward answer, because some cases are completely simple and could take a few months. Like, we have to, wait for your credit report to come in. We have to go through that with the survivor. You know, the survivor has to be at a place of readiness, because of course, we want to do our best to alleviate re-traumatization, but inevitably this is a sharing of details of trauma, right? And so it could take a few months, and it could take, sometimes up to a year, unfortunately. It depends on the nature of the creditors that we're dealing with, right? So some are incredibly helpful and understanding, and then some smaller players are, stuck in holding on to whatever they can. And so, we have to sometimes be quite creative in our advocacy. So I'm scared to say a timeline, but we'll do whatever we can, right? Yeah, exactly.
I referenced the phrase trauma-informed support off the top. Can you tell us a bit more about what that means and what that looks like? Because I can, anyone who's racked up any debt is dealing with some flavor of shame and self-loathing and all that. In this case, I can imagine the colors of those feelings and the magnitude of those feelings. Different, bigger, more nuanced, more complicated. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's of course incredibly layered, right? And it's not, we want to stop you from having to tell us every detail of your trafficking situation, right? Like, that's not necessary in order for us to advocate for you, right? We do need some sort of understanding in terms of the timeline, because we are not advocating for legitimate debt unless, for example, the legitimate debt incurred interest that was because of your trafficking situation, right? And so it's really being trauma informed is explaining what's happening every step of the way and giving choice, right? And giving the survivors options and choice. You can tell us this if you want to. This is not totally necessary for you to get into. Here are your options here, right? Like it's giving people voice and choice. And you can imagine how layered it is for when you've gone through like literally hell and back. And then you think you're out, and then you're well enough that you want to get housing, and then you go to a landlord and he says, okay, give me a copy of your credit score. And then someone else doesn't, you don't get picked, and someone else gets picked over you because your credit score is bad and it's not even your debt, right? So it's actually in the this layered trauma that's impeding people from like literally being housed. And so you can also imagine how traumatic it is for, again, a regular person to get a call from a creditor saying, you owe us this much money. But for a human trafficking survivor, those calls are not just a reminder of the money you owe, but it's a reminder of the sexual trauma you've endured.
Carly, thank you for the conversation, and thank you for your work and you and your whole team. It really is inspiring to hear what you've accomplished with Reclaim.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to chat with you today.
Carly Kalish is the Executive Director at Victim Services Toronto, and she was here to talk about human trafficking in the context of debt and what can be done if you or someone you know has found themselves in those circumstances.